Just a day ago, government and rebel forces were still locked in a bitter struggle for two strategic bridges that link downtown Monrovia to the rebel-held port on Bush Road Island. But in an extraordinary gesture Tuesday, the two sides traded handshakes instead of bullets and agreed to observe a ceasefire. Minutes later, government soldiers allowed journalists to cross the bridges to Bush Road Island. On the other side, a commander with the rebel Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, Colonel Eliud Sharif, told VOA that the rebels have no intention of withdrawing from the area before the arrival of peacekeeping troops. The ceasefire is shaky at best, but Monday's arrival of the first contingent of about 300 Nigerian peacekeepers has given Liberians renewed hope that a solution can be found to end the country's latest conflict. Rebels opposed to Liberian President Charles Taylor have been fighting a three-year-long war to capture Monrovia and topple Mr. Taylor, who was democratically elected in 1997. In the capital Tuesday, Liberians took advantage of the lull in the fighting to find food and clean drinking water. Tens of thousands of residents poured out into the streets and walked without fear. Hundreds of civilians have died in recent weeks after being hit by stray bullets or mortars. One resident named Emmanuel says many people believe the presence of the peacekeepers will make the latest ceasefire hold. So far, most people in Monrovia have only seen the peacekeepers on television. Troops, expected to number as many as 3,000 in the coming weeks, are still arriving in Liberia, and none have yet been deployed in the capital. President Taylor, who has earlier agreed to step down from office next Monday and leave Liberia, appears to be having second thoughts. He reportedly told Nigerian officials that he will not accept Nigeria's offer of asylum unless he was given immunity from prosecution for war crimes. The departure of Mr. Taylor from Liberia is a key rebel demand. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Monrovia, Liberia.